Welcome to the Dean Shawn Media Host. Subscribe if you haven't already. My next guest, we're going to be talking about one of the most famous women in the world, Ronda Rousey, and someone who has been at the top, the most talked about, the most famous. But why would someone like that be contemplating suicide? All this and more on this week's show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Nadir, how you been?
Alhamdulillah, very well, very well.
You coming in from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Making a Murder. Have you heard of the
documentary?
Documentary.
Yes, with Stephen Avery.
About?
Yeah.
Is he your neighbor?
No, he's not. He's about an hour or so away. So, you know, if he's my neighbor, then, you know, the same as you guys are as well.
Okay, so he's quite out there. How you been? What's new since the last time we met up?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we're in an election cycle. So that's obviously new and going on. And people are getting pounded with that daily. A lot of stuff going on across the country. Matter of fact, in Indiana, just hearing about the three Muslim brothers who were recently killed out there. Rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy on them. So a lot of different things going on, different hate crimes, a lot of things on that perspective, but also a lot of good things as well, you know, with Canada welcoming with open arms different, you know, refugees and really setting an example of love for people. So, you know, alhamdulillah, praise to Allah, a lot of things are, you know, are happening. It just depends on what we choose to focus on.
Now, that was in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That was the three young men who got killed execution style. Was that
correct? Yes.
Yeah. Any new developments on that? Did it catch anybody?
I haven't really seen. I mean, it hasn't been well publicized throughout the media, so I haven't seen much updates regarding it.
Yeah. And we're starting to see that. I mean, this is something that's on the rise, obviously. Do you think, have they seen that this has anything to do with hate being a hate crime? Would you, are they going in that direction?
Well, it's funny because with my experiences, America has a love-hate relationship with what they want to consider a hate crime, just like what they would like to consider terrorism. You know, we know that there's a serious double standard. So obviously, you know, to those of us who can evaluate a situation objectively, it looks like it's obviously, you know, a hate crime, likely, you know, due to their ethnicity and or their religion of being Muslims. You know, especially with the climate that's being pushed today, sadly, with a lot of Trump supporters, if you will, and a lot of the overt bigotry and the days from the 50s and 60s kind of being played out in the media.
I want to show you a clip. I want to ask you and get your feedback on this. We're going to watch this clip real quick.
What am I anymore if I'm not this? And I was literally sitting there and, like, thinking about killing myself in that exact second. I'm like, I'm nothing. I'm like, what do I do anymore? And no one gives a shit about me anymore without this. And
now my question is, what is your take on this? When you have somebody who is probably the most popular woman in the world, you know, Ronda Rousey.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Now she's looking to achieve great success. She's achieved it. Money, she's achieved it. Fame, stardom. Why would someone, you take a turn in life, you have an obstacle in your path, you suffer some kind of calamity and whatnot, but what would, you know, you've achieved what millions are looking up to you, they'd love to achieve. You've achieved that. Why would someone contemplate suicide?
It's funny you mentioned that. And there could be a number of different reasons, but it all kind of boils down to this feeling of hopelessness. And I remember when I was a juvenile, I was a teenager, had thought about suicide several different times. And one of the things is this emptiness inside for this bigger purpose. So even though you mentioned money and fame and many of these things that people look to achieve, these are all external things. What if that inner peace doesn't exist with you, then you're still missing something. And we know that's the biggest piece of the puzzle to your life's happiness, is having that inner peace where you actually generate that peace, you generate that love, you generate based upon the knowledge that something is bigger and you're moving in that direction. Of course, we found that with Islam.
That's what I want to focus on for a little bit. We're going to take a break and then we're going to go off from here. Purpose, you know, when somebody has purpose, the difference, you know, the whole world can be coming down on them and, you know, there might for a moment be some of that hopelessness, but they're right back in it, you know, and
absolutely.
Suicide doesn't even cross their mind. And why such a dramatic difference here? We have a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking more about this clip of Ronda Rousey when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind. We want to be here every Friday, God willing, inshallah. Subscribe right now and enjoy all of the content that we're going to be putting out for you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Back here on the Dean Show, and we just saw that clip with what would probably be, with no exaggerating, probably one of the most popular women. I don't know if she still is, but she was definitely, right. Ronda Rousey. Is that correct?
Right, at the top of her career. She's in movies. It was, I think, Fast and Furious, and
then she was
a lot of endorsements.
Not just the talk of the town, but talk of the world.
Really. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not in the Muslim world, but...
she was in Dubai, who knows?
Oh, she was, okay. So all over the world. But now you have someone who's achieved that, and people look up to her. And people, the reason, you know, a lot of times, okay, we'll bring up a certain celebrity, a certain star, because people shoot to be like them.
Right.
And now when we see someone who's achieved the greatest height of stardom, of fame, of, you know, money, prestige, this person at the end is thinking suicide.
Right. Well, similar to Robin Williams, who took his life last year. I mean, made dozens or possibly hundreds of movies, was famous for decades, had all the money, all these things that people look towards, but sadly they're looking towards something that's external. You know, I remember first coming across Islam and not wanting to have any parts of it. You know, I saw it from the outside. I had a perspective of it, but I was raised Christian, so I wasn't really interested in it. But the second time I came across, I was facing challenges in my life, and my religion at the time, being Christian, wasn't satisfying that. So I had that hopelessness, but I was open to something and to look at people and stories that we have. Even Christians would have in their Bible, we have the story of Yusuf, or Prophet Joseph, who was locked away, you know, for false allegation, but he was still locked up and still had an inner peace. Or you had the story of Jonah, or, you know, Ayub, if you will, who was in the belly of a fish, you know, hopeless, but still praying out to his Lord. And these people who went through drastic situations and circumstances, many times we don't recognize that it's these circumstances and challenges that shape us. When we look at metal and what metalsmiths and metallurgists have to go through to really create iron or different swords or different things that are strong, they have to go through the fire and really have to be cleaned and fill it in order to come out the other side. Mm-hmm. So when looking at Ronda Rousey, having all this stuff, it's just like having many other celebrities, whether they look to fill their void or their gap with alcohol or different drugs or different addictions. You know, some people have that hopelessness and look at, you know, might as well end it all, only because they have this false conception, thinking that, well, I'm just going to go to dirt, or I'll just go to sleep, as though there's nothing after this life. And that feeling really gets pushed a lot by what we see in front of us every day. When people say, are you successful or successful? Generally, they're talking about financial success. So they're looking at the things and the materials that it can buy you, as opposed to, are you successful with your health? Are you successful with your mental stability? Are you successful in understanding your purpose? Mm-hmm. You know, and the bigger picture of things, because we're all going to die. We're all going to die. We all have questions about what's going to happen after this life. But having the proper answers to those questions is what separates those who know, obviously, and those who don't know, for those who have hope and those who are hopeless.
Isn't that what should be the fundamental question for every human being? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going when I die?
I remember having it in second grade. I asked my teacher, Ms. Worley at the time, because she was doing a class and I was raised in Christian school. And I remember just sitting there, you know, what was before this? You know, before my parents gave birth to me, you know, how was the universe? It was obviously still going on. And I'm like 7 years old at the time, and asked that question, like, why am I here? What's the purpose? What am I supposed to do? Because there was a time when I wasn't here. And of course, what's coming? So those three questions, I remember beginning asking myself in second grade. Of course, I didn't get the answer until I was a teenager and discovered Islam. But without those, there's an emptiness. It's like a puzzle. And this is that heart of the puzzle. And at least that's how I feel. You know, and many people that I know that have accepted Islam or that come to it understand the peace, the inner peace that comes with it, because no matter all of the other things, they're just things. They're things that stimulate you visually or your senses, but what is it that it does for your heart? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a major question that many celebrities can't answer.
Would you say you're only as strong as what you actually you live for? You live for this human being. Let's say you're in a relationship, and then that relationship comes to an end.
Crushing.
People end up wanting to kill themselves. There's all hope is lost. You have a certain position. You have a certain amount of money. People jumping off buildings because they've lost, let's say they had a billion. Yeah. They lost a few million of that, let's say 50% of that. They still got another 500 million. And these are true stories. People, jumping off buildings because of this.
Well, recently, it's funny because I think it was maybe 3-4 days ago when an executive from Oklahoma, an oil exec who was big for shale oil and really bringing shale oil about, and was with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He was instrumental in that, owned up maybe 20% of the team. He just recently killed himself. He was charged by the Department of Justice with fraud, okay, and doing leases, oil leases and stuff like that in Oklahoma. Took his car or SUV, ran it right into a wall, and killed himself the day after he was actually charged. You know, this feeling of hopelessness or being exposed as a fraud, not knowing that there's something after this life. And again, you know, I'm grateful to be able to have found that within Islam that answers all of these questions and gives you something to look forward to, and much more so something to work towards in this life to prepare for the one to come.
And the statistics don't lie. If you look at the countries where people have gone the furthest away from belief in the Creator, these are places they have the most suicide rates.
Right.
And this tells you something. I mean, this tells you when a human being is not, I mean, obviously living what you've been created to live for, there's always going to be that void.
Indeed. It's funny because PBS just recently did, I don't remember the name of the show, but there was a study that talked about people that believe in God or a higher power not only have more peaceful lives in and of themselves, but they live more purposeful lives. So they give more in charity. No matter how much they earn, it's usually those who earn little that give more because they give a larger percentage. But because they're looking towards something, no matter what the religion, but knowing that there's a God and something bigger allows them to live better and have more hope. And I remember a quote when one of my mentors told me, said, you know, when there's no faith in the future, then there's no hope in the present.
We're going to go ahead and continue on this topic about purpose. We were talking about, we took off Ronda Rousey, an example of someone who's made it to the top.
Right.
And we want to give her hope, some hope.
Indeed.
Hopefully, because you never know. She might be actually tuning in to The Dean Show. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind. We want to be here every Friday, God willing, inshallah. Subscribe right now and enjoy all of the content that we're going to be putting out for you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to The Dean Show. And we kind of went in this direction after watching the clip of Ronda Rousey, who was at the pinnacle of her career. She suffered a defeat, probably never saw that coming, right? Ego takes over. And then you kind of just end up thinking you're unstoppable, self-sufficient. You forget about, you chase all these material things and you forget about your true purpose, reflecting about purpose. You think you're unstoppable. Then a person gets brought down to reality. They get humbled.
Indeed.
And some people change for the better. Other people just, they don't learn a lesson. What are your thoughts?
I guess it's kind of part of the human psychology. Sometimes we get built up so much that we create an alter ego. When you look at the story of Pharaoh, and Egypt calling himself a god, knowing obviously that he wasn't, but building himself up and having those people around you that don't remind you of the good or remind you of your ultimate demise, whether it be Michael Jordan being the greatest basketball player of all time, or you have a young Mike Tyson, or you have Muhammad Ali, all of them have their time, and all of us are weak, and we all know we're going to die. But to have that reminder, many of us, we don't like to think about death, or we might not have our wills done, and, you know, we are optimistic when it comes to things we should be really serious about and concerned about and realistic about. So it's part of human psychology to kind of stay away from those negative emotions, but when you're thrust in it, again, some people turn to alcohol or drugs or other addictions, or some, you know, just feel hopeless and want to end it all because they don't have something to pull and to pray to or to pull and get closer to give them some type of perspective.
Sometimes these are the best times when someone's at a humble state. They realize that they aren't unstoppable, that There are more important things to life. They suffer a loss like this in their lives. They might be thinking. So what do you like to tell someone if you had an opportunity to talk to someone like Ronda Rousey, you know, and to really get them to reflect more, not about fame, celebrity status, money, material things, but to really motivate someone to think about purpose. Why are you here in this life? And, you know, definitely when you die, you're going somewhere after you leave.
Indeed. Well, I really look at it from two perspectives. One is to learn a lot from children, because there was a time when you trying to learn how to walk, you wobbled, you fell down, you cried, you got back up, you kept on going. So being persistent and failing is a part of learning. You know, when we talk about learning or play with a new computer program, it's really just learning the new computer program, but we learn by our playing and getting involved with it. And just like all fighters know, you know, you're going to get hit. And it's moving forward. I mean, it's the old Chinese proverb that says, you know, fall down seven times, get up eight. So we know these things and we know to be consistent, but know that everybody who was at the top, no, they didn't just stay at the top. They all came down. You know, this is normal. Human history can be summed up in two words, you know, struggle and progress. So we have to have that in our lives. So we must honor that struggle, whether we're honoring it growing up as little children, whether honoring it in a career or in a relationship, in marriage or in parenting or whatever. We must honor that struggle and those challenges because it helps us get better. For example, less than 3 days ago, I was getting off a plane. And can you imagine being on a plane with a brand new pilot that hits turbulence and loses his mind, that doesn't have some experience in turbulence? Or do you want to be with the pilot that has been through turbulence before, knows how to bring it down, you know, certain feet to a clear area, or how to avoid a storm, how to work its way through a storm? You know, so when something happens, you know what to do. You have some type of experience. And that's how we're built as humans. We come in here knowing nothing, already pre-programmed, but we need to keep it going and honor that struggle. The second thing is obviously asking those questions and reflecting on it. You know, I always tell people, listen, no matter what your belief system is, if you have a belief system, you know, give yourself the acid test. Study the books. Study all books, study all religions, study whatnot. Study and get into its core. Because when you get to the core, if you're seeking truth, you know, realistically and truthfully, then I believe your mind and your heart will be opened up to the truth. But always be open to it. I mean, I'm a Muslim, so I'm going to fight the acid test. I have the Quran. I know it's a perfect book. You know, if there's one error in it, I would have to put it down and disbelieve in it, even though I believed in the book before. It had numerous errors in it, but once it was open, my eyes were open to it, my heart was open to it, then I was led to Islam.
You came from a Christian background, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I was Christian school. I know the Bible thoroughly. I know Jesus never said, I'm God. He never said, I'm a son of God. He never said, worship me, none of this. He said, you know, son of man, my father, your father, my Lord, your Lord. You know, and I questioned this, and then I looked at Paul, who never met him, who used to kill people that followed what he taught, you know, when he was Saul of Tarsus. He never met him. Then he had a vision. All of a sudden, he wrote 80% of the New Testament. And that hit me because I'm like, this person never met him, you know, wrote this. And he actually had fallouts with the true, actual disciples of Jesus. So I'm, you know, I'm picturing things out. And I suggest people picture things like a movie in your mind. When you're reading something or when you're studying, picture the events. Yeah, the technology is different. You may not have cameras and computers and all of that. But the interactions were the same. The relationships were the same. The needs of humans 2,000 and 3,000 years ago were the same that they are today. You know, you want love and to have intimate relationships. You want to procreate. You want to communicate. All of these things are the same. So the difference is technology. But if you take the technology out and you're on a study for truth, you know, it's my opinion that you will come to the truth if you're honest with yourself, if you're open to all of the possibilities, and then use your mind to differentiate what's true and what's not. You know, I had to do that. I disowned all organized religion. I believed there was a God. I studied ancient African Kemet religions. I studied Judaism, of course, Christianity, Hindu, Buddhism. I studied all of this stuff. And then when it came to the short surah of Quran, Surah Al-Ikhlas, you know, very short surah of it, then I said, you know, I believe this. This is simple. It's to the point. It's deep. I understand this. Now, it was the same short chapter of Quran that my father had read in translation, and he said, you know, I believe in this, by looking at a book by Ahmed Dida, Rahimahullah. So if you're on a genuine search and you're truthful with yourself, I believe you will ultimately be led to Islam. And one of the things some people try to do is try to delay studying the Quran or study Islam because they say, you know, if I'll have an excuse if I know nothing of it. But doing that is just trying to fool yourself. You want inner peace, You want to know who your creator is. You don't need an intermediary between you two or an intercessor between you. You know, go to the one who created you, put you in your womb and put you in your mother's womb, took care of you there, brought you out here into this life, gave you a healthy mind and body to work with in order to move to the next transition after this life. Once these answers are met, just by speaking on my own, you get a peace that nothing can come in between, because you know we're going to die. And that reminder is a reminder, do what you can now with what you have now, because YOLO is a joke. You don't only live once. No, you only die once. So it's YOLO, right? So, you know, that's what I would definitely suggest. And that's what I suggest to parents. That's what I suggest to different teachers and people that work with children in particular, because they're geniuses. And many times we kind of put them in a small box and we want them to live with full engagement and with joy.
We got 30 seconds left. Tell us where people can get a hold of you. You also run a parenting...
Yes, I'm a parenting coach at OutstandingMuslimParents.com. OutstandingMuslimParents.com. You could, you know, find me. We do different workshops, different speaking engagements. We train and teach parents really how to be outstanding, because we believe average is nothing but the top of the bottom or the bottom of the top. You know, so for example, I do have, you know, some books I'll share with your audience, Muslims Parenting on Purpose, that we rip for parents just to really raise their children up in understanding our Islamic culture. We also do different programs, a 2-DVD program or online program called Outstanding Parenting Fundamentals 101 Workshop, and a CD program and a 6-week at-home study course as well. So, you know, come see me at OutstandingMuslimParents.com or invite me to your community. It'd definitely be a pleasure to speak with them, inshallah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peace be with you and the mercy of Allah. And thank you for tuning in to the Deen Show. Purpose, why you've been created. Where did you come from? Why are you here? And where are you going when you die? Very fundamental questions, which we get sidetracked. We get sidetracked with money, with fame, with family, with 1,001 different purposes, but we forget to reflect on what is the true purpose of life. There has to be a creator, the one who designed all of this. That's just logic. It makes sense. And who best to tell us on why we've been created? So it befits you, behooves you to ask within yourself, why have I been created? And then seek out the truth. And if you seek, then you shall find. But if you're seeking to find that happiness in money and fame and power, it's never going to happen. And then at the end, you're going to end up losing hope. And you can see an example from our sister in humanity, the road that someone takes. But there's always hope. If she's tuning in, now's the time to make a change for the better. And hopefully, God willing, it could be made clear, as it has been for many who have sought to know. And we'll see you next time. Subscribe if you haven't already. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind. We'll see you next time, God willing, on The Deen Show. Continue to tune in. Peace be unto you.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.